So Paul Garner is, excuse me. Paul Garner is mucking around outside Cambridge Railway Station, dressed up as a nerd, covered in TCP. He's on the line now. Paul!
Yeah, hello, Chris.
You are wearing, trainers?
I'm wearing trainers, I'm wearing an anorak, and I'm wearing, Buddy Holly glasses.
And you stink of, TCP?
I've rubbed it all over my body.
Excellent, and you've got a good first aid bag there full of rubbish?
Yeah.
How far are you from the taxis?
10 yards.
Okay, approach the taxi.
Okay.
Remember, I'm your dad.
I'm doing it now.
This is the first taxi journey you've ever been on.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm looking at the taxi. I'm about 2 yards in front of it.
Make a nice friendly face to him.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing it.
And get in the cab. Say you want to go somewhere in Cambridge.
Okay, here we go. I'm getting in it now. Do you mind if I get in the front, please? Oh shit, he's letting me in the front, he's having to move stuff off the seat.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for that. I prefer the front.
You do it in a London type, okay?
Yes.
Do a lot of crazy laughing and stuff.
Oh, this is my first time I've been in a taxi on my own without my dad.
If he ever asks you what the hell you're doing on the phone, you just explain to him that I'm your dad.
We're just leaving the station.
And say, tell him to stop now, tell him to stop.
Do you mind stopping just for a second?
You just gotta check the indicators.
Do you mind just checking the indicators for me?
They're not on.
Can you just check them for me, because I'm nervous. Just do the left-hand one again. Yeah, they're both working fine.
No, 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 you've got to get out of the car.
Do you mind if I just get out of the car and check them for me?
Well, you are, want a cab or you don't, mate.
No, I do want a cab, but I just want to check the indicators.
Well, get out and have a look then. Keep yourself going.
And tell him to shout left and right.
Okay, I'm just going to get out now and look. I don't like this. Do the left, please.
When he does the left, tell him that's on the right.
That's on the right, mate. You want to do the left hand first.
It's on the left.
Pardon?
It's on the left, isn't it? It's on. The left hand indicator's on.
Is it?
No, it's the right.
No, that's the right indicator.
You can't even see from where you are.
What's that?
You can't see. You've got to go in the front to see if they're on.
I've got to go to the front. I don't like the front of the car. He's totally
pissed off. Okay, and as you get back into the car, ask him when he last had new tyres.
That's brilliant. When did you last have new tyres, mate?
None of your business, is it?
Pardon?
None of your business.
Wind down your window and adjust your wing mirror so you can see what's behind you.
Okay. I don't like these. How do I wind the window down, mate? Can he do it for me? Oh. Oh. He's done a window for me.
Okay, now adjust the wing mirror so you can see. Ask him.
I've got to just adjust the wing mirror, is that all right?
Touching it right there, you won't.
Can I adjust the window?
No.
Why not?
Because that's adjusted for me.
Can I sit? I've got one. I need to sit behind me.
You don't, mate. I'm driving it. I'm the one that needs to
sit. I know you're driving, but
I'm driving it and they're staying as they are.
Ask him if he's ever had an accident.
Have you ever had an accident? Have you ever had an accident in this car?
Why?
Because I'm a little bit worried.
If you're worried, get out.
You're allowed to be worried because it's about your body.
Well, it's my body. I'm a little bit worried.
Has he had an accident?
Have you? You've not had an accident then? Yeah? He's not saying nothing to me now.
Tell him that your father's worried about you and that this
yes.
is your first taxi journey and you just want to make sure that you're not going to get damaged.
I know, he's nice. It's just that my dad's worried on the phone about me, and it's because it's my first taxi journey on my own. Do you understand?
You tell me where you want to go, and that's it. That's the end of it. I don't need to make conversation.
He doesn't need to make conversation, he said, because that's the end of it.
Well, I will tell him to stop the car again.
Do you mind just stopping for a second? I'm sorry to be awkward. Do you mind just stopping here? He's been very kind, he's pulled over for
okay,
me.
You just want to check and see if there are any signs of accidents on the car.
Do you mind if I just check the car, see if there's any accidents?
Bollocks!
He said bollocks and he's now pulled off really quickly.
Ask him if he's done anything of which he's ashamed as a driver.
He's not done anything in the taxi that's you're ashamed of. Have you, Mr. Driver? Hello?
Keep quiet so you get where you want to go and that's it.
Keep quiet.
You're just nervous, that's all.
I'm sorry, I'm just...
I don't have to listen to all this. I don't want this verbal earache, okay?
Verbal earache?
I'm sorry.
Okay, start tapping the dashboard.
He's taking me to the roundabout.
And when you get to the roundabout, Paul, get him to go round it again because he didn't like the way he went onto it. Go around it again. I'm worried about the way you went on. I didn't like the way you went.
I know. He's going too a little bit fast.
A bit fast?
A bit fast.
Yeah, tell him to slow down a bit.
You tend to slow down a little bit, mate, for me. You wouldn't just go around it once more.
No.
Pardon?
No.
I didn't like the way you went on to it.
It's the way he went on to it that's a little bit worried me. Is that right to go around once more?
Well, this is where you
went
to go
in
your ear now.
He's stopping it. Yeah. He's not having it.
But you went onto it in a horrible way.
No. I'm sorry about that, but I'm just a little bit worried, that's all.
£3.60.
£3.
Say you're not paying, because he didn't go under the roundabout again.
I wouldn't mind just going around the roundabout.
No, come on, pay me up. I'm
going to
get the bloody police. I've had enough.
Police.
That's it.
Why the police?
Because I want you out of my car, OK?
But it's only a...
He's getting angry. He's pulling me out of the car. I'm not joking.
Okay, pay him.
He's getting out now.
Pay him.
He's pulling me out.
Pay him.
Okay, mate.
Careful of me.
I'm sorry about that. I'll pay you up proper.
I tell you what, give him the phone.
Do you want to just have one of my dad's for me?
I want me money. I'll meet the goosebag guy.
Tell him he's a horrid, horrid man.
He's been very horrid to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is that the lot?
That's all you get.
Tell him I hope he crashes.
I hope he crashed. Sorry?
You'll never get in again.
And you never get out of your car when you crash, you bastard.
Bastard. You.
I hope you never get out of the wreckage.
I hope you never get out of the wreckage, you old bastard.
Oh my god!
No more. Don't go, I'm just heading out of Cambridge. I don't care where the hell I am.
John!
Oh my god!
Listen to that adrenaline!
He's threatening me with the police! That's twice now!
Boy, you've turned into a woman!
Oh.
Hey, has anybody been following you to...
Yeah, but I can't find him!
Hide in a bush!
It's a private nursing home, but I'm going in there anyway. That was the worst day of my life.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
It was great.
Thanks, mate.
See ya.
See you later.